Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
From Dr. Bram Hanekom at 7:30 met 'n kleindogter wat skool begin daar in graad 1 tot 'n matriek mamma, haar naam is Zanti Swanepoel. Zanti, hey, ek het uitgesien om jou stem te hoor hier in 2026. Hoop jy gaan goed. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre Brad en ek vir julle hoor wat 'n gemis was dit los week toe ek die Karoo onder 'n sein sit. Ja, dit sal dan nie weer gebeur nie, maar ek julle verseker ook gemis en ja, ek het vanoggend 'n matriekdogter. Ek doen die 6de keer en die laaste keer matriek hierdie jaar saam met.
Sjoe, dit klink dit sounds hectic as jy dit so sê.
Kan jy dink, my eerste matriek wat ek my dogter geondersteun het was in 2007 en Abigail die laaste enetjie was 2018 en hier gaat ons nou 2026. So ek is omtrent matrieks deur in elke fase en dekade en interessante tye en ja, dit is opwindend. Dit is opwindend om die voorreg te kan hê om matriek te kan doen en te kan skryf en ja, dit is 'n kort jaar, is 'n vinnige jaar, maar dis 'n wonderlike jaar om nog baie memories bymekaar te maak.
Ag, dit klink lekker. Zanti, ek sien iemand sê op die skerm ook, dit was 'n gemis om Zanti se stem te hoor. Ja, ons is almal bly, Zanti, and we're not going to stand in your way anymore.
Ag, is reg. Weet jy, Brad, ek wil vanoggend oor iets praat wat op my hart is en ek het net, hierdie storie het my so diep geraak en ek net besluit om dit vanoggend te deel en mag dit jou bemoedig, luisteraar, mag dit ook vir jou hoop gee vir hierdie jaar. Jy weet, ons staan voor 'n groot jaar en hoekom ek sê groot is wanneer ons in die wil van die Here is en wanneer ons doen wat hy sê en sy planne is altyd goed en sy planne is altyd groter as wat ons is en as dit jou nie bang maak nie, kom dit nie van die Here af nie. Want jy moet weet dat jy weet dat jy dit nie kan doen nie, nie in jou eie krag nie. Dan is dit gewoonlik die Here wat met jou praat en baie keer sal mense so voor 'n nuwe jaar staan en dan sal mense sê, but we are all in the same boat. Ek wil half dit anders sê en sê, sometimes we are all in the same waters and sometimes it's a storm, sometimes it's calm waters, but we are all in different boats. So vanoggend sit ek en jy in ons eie unieke en besondere boot en ons vat die groot see van 2026 aan. Maar ek wil vandag met jou praat as jy dalk in daai boot sit waar dit stormwater om jou is, onseker water, water wat jy nie ken nie. And all I want to leave with you today is just float. Faith that holds you when the waves rise. En ek wil vir jou 'n storie vertel en mag dit jou bemoedig vandag dat God's got you. Hy is reeds aan die einde van 2026. Hy is reeds aan die einde van tyd. Hy is reeds daar waar ek en jy in die hemel saam hom is. Hy is vandag hier, hy is gister, hy is oral. Hy is nie binne tyd nie. Ons leef in 24 uur en 365 dae en 7 dae in 'n week en 52 weke in 'n jaar. Maar God is nie, he's everywhere the whole time outside of time. But he's got us. So hy weet wat voor lê. Maar ek bless jou vanoggend met hierdie storie. Vader en die 7-year-old daughter. Nou, miskien is dit juist omdat ek net so baie by die see was die laaste paar weke en dit vir my so lekker is as ek my voete daar in die soutwater sit. But a father and his 7-year-old daughter were swimming at the coast when the sea suddenly turned violent. The waves grew stronger, the current more dangerous. Realizing the danger, the father shouted to the little girl with urgency and love in his voice, "Turn onto your back and float." Then he ran towards the shore to get help, calling out as he went, "Maria, I promise you I will come back for you." Moments later, the rescue boats filled the ocean. Search teams scanned the water. On the shore, hundreds of people stood waiting, praying, hoping, fearing the worst. Time passed. 1 hour, 2, 3, 4 long hours. At last, far from the land, they found her. The little girl was floating calmly on her back. She was not crying. She was not panicking. She was not afraid. When the rescue team brought her safely to the shore, the beach erupted with cheers, tears and overwhelming relief. Someone asked her, "How did you stay so calm for so long?" Her answer was simple, yet powerful. "Daddy told me to float. and he promised he would come for me.
Wow.
So I just floated, and I knew he would come. What faith, what trust. And this is how the Lord calls us to love in 2026. Just as a child trusting her father's word, we are called to trust our Heavenly Father, even when the waves rage around us. You see, God says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, he says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Sometimes life storms feel overwhelming. And maybe you are overwhelmed this morning. Maybe 2026 in some way, shape, or form will overwhelm you later this year. But the waves of fear, loss, uncertainty, and pain threaten to pull us under. But the Father's voice still calls out to us, rest in me, trust in me, I will come for you. God's promises, listener, never fails.
Mm-hmm.
He does not forget his children. He does not abandon us in the storm. When we stop struggling and choose to rest in his word, we discover a peace that defies all circumstances. So when the sea grows rough, remember this. Float, trust, believe.
Mm.
Because your Father has promised, and he will come. Amen and amen.
Well, how beautiful was that? He will come. Zanti Swanepoel on Sefio Bye Bye Donkey. Hey, it's nice to hear your voice. Lovely to hear a powerful story and also to get a little bit of something underneath us, that solid foundation that we need to carry us into what is basically the unknown. We're just doing what we need to do, and for the most of the time, we're just trusting God and hoping for the best. But let's build that solid foundation. Dankie dat ons kan saam kuier. Alles wat mooi is. Begin julle weer stap, Zanti?
Ja, ja, ons het Sondag begin stap.
Okay.
So ons is by dag, ja, ja, so ons stap heerlik. And our theme for this January is to live a simple life. To go back to simplicity. I think sometimes we can overcomplicate and over, ja, just make our life so full that we don't have capacity to hear God's voice. So we are walking and praying and trusting the Lord to just go back to basics and to make less and to get rid of things in our lives so that we make room for his voice. Ja, gaan is krachtig. Ons is so amper 65 vrouwen wat saamstap van reg oor die land en reg oor die wereld. En ja, we pray that God will bring us back to living a simple life so that we have the capacity to spend time with him and make room for him and his voice in our lives.
Oh, we love that.
So dis heerlik.
Dankie, Zanti. Lekker stap vandag en gesels ons weer.
Baie dankie.
Daar sê.
Daar sê. Praat volgende week, Tata Brad, Tata luisteraars.
What an absolute pleasure to welcome back Zanti Swanepoel. Zanti is 'n internasionale spreker. Sy is motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, voordige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internasionaal. En ma met 'n matriek leerling hierdie jaar, and I can see from some of the comments this morning, others also saying matric, and even Henny from the Jesus Bus saying this is a year of firsts for the Jesus Bus. Two of the kids are starting matric this year, so there's a lot of excitement, and the future, man, it is bright. We just got to start correctly, and that starts with our foundation of faith in Jesus, knowing that we are worth more than gold.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.